Welcome back to the Finsiders. Greg Likens here alongside Jordan Tripp, Dolphins rookie linebacker, as it's arrival day here in Davie. Is everybody getting ready for training camp? Of course, first practice tomorrow at 8 a.m. Jordan, thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Doing great.
Good. Thank you. It's great to see you here and great to see all your teammates here as well. As you woke up this morning, what was the feeling that you had as you're getting ready for your first NFL season?
Yeah, you know, you just get up, you get to do what you love, and come here and just, like they always tell us, just come get better, kind of get in the groove of things and get the ball rolling. You know, it's a big thing coming for, but you got to take it one step at a time, and today was that first step.
A lot of meetings today. You get out on the field tomorrow, as I mentioned, at 8 a.m., and get out there with your teammates again. You had that experience from the off-season workout program, mm-hmm. mini camp, OTAs. What's it going to be like? What are your expectations for the first practice tomorrow?
You know, my expectation is just to go out and perform the best I possibly can. You know, that's always the goal. Just maximize the opportunities given to me and just do that by preparation. So, you know, nothing's really changed as far as studying and getting better. So when I do get out there, I learn from mistakes and I don't make the same ones. You know, that's the goal, is to go out there and be the best and that I can possibly be and just, you know, help the team as much as I possibly can with the position that the coach has put me in.
Spoke to Jimmy Wilson a little earlier this offseason, and he was all pumped up to have another mm-hmm. Montana Grizzly here on the team and said that he's happy to have you here and happy to pass along advice. What kind of advice have you gotten from him as he's a familiar face here at Dolphins training camp?
Man, I can't tell you how nice it is to have Jimmy here, you know, along with a lot of the other guys, but Jimmy in particular. You know, I was fortunate enough to play with him, come down here, and he really, you know, took me under his wing, helping me learn the playbook. Helped me just kind of learn how the system is in general around here. And I think that helped me pick it up a lot faster than I would have had he not been down here, you know. With that said, you know, a lot of the guys on defense and on offense, you know, are very relatable. And it's nice to be able to get help from them because I've talked to guys at the organization and it's not that way. So we're definitely a very special place, and it's definitely very nice to have Jimmy down here.
Jordan Tripp, the voice you hear there, linebacker from the Miami Dolphins, getting ready for your rookie season. Jordan, you mentioned the other veterans on the team who kind of helping you out a little bit. You look at the linebacking core, the linebackers that you're going to be a part of. How is that shaping up? Koemisi making that switch to middle linebacker. How has he looked so far?
He looks great, you know. All you have to do is throw on the tape about one or two plays, and you'll know right where he's at, you know. He plays with a great attitude. He's smart. I mean, that's just how all those guys are, and that's why they're starters in the National Football League. You know, it's not by accident. They're great players, and, you know, couldn't have a better group to learn from, better coaching staff to learn from.
When you look at yourself and your personal expectations going in, it's one of those things where you kind of got your feet wet during the offseason workout program, but, again, entering your first training camp, what kind of personal expectations do you have?
You know, just kind of falling back on what I said before, my personal expectations are – or just help the team out as much as I can, but along with that, just maximize opportunities given to me. And the way I plan on doing that is just by preparation and preparing so I do succeed when those opportunities are presented to me.
You look at the rookie class, the group. I've spoken to a bunch of them. Everybody's pumped up about this upcoming season. What kind of impact do you think you guys collectively can have on this team from what you've seen so far?
You know, I think the impact we can collectively have as a team is just wherever they plug us in, doing the most we can possibly do to help the team out, you know. And that's why the coaches are the coaches. You know, that's why they took the opportunity in believing in us with the staff and GM and the whole entire coaching staff, because they saw that, you know, we could help the team. And now when they put us in that position, it's upon us to go do it, you know, to go help the team as much as we possibly can, whether it's, you know, defense, special teams, whatever it be, you know, that's upon us to be prepared so when we go out there, you know, we can help as much as we possibly can.
And I'm sure you guys built up a bond. I know that when you first got drafted, you were doing a bunch of events in the community
yep.
around here in South Florida. They had the rookie symposium. How'd that go?
It went great. You know, just reiterated a bunch of stuff with the transition program, so we call it, you know, to help us from college, you know, to this next step. You know, it's not just football. You know, you're, you know, kind of molding your whole life around this, and you know, fortunately it's what I love to do, and get to get up every day, and very blessed to come here and, you know, call this work. So, you know, gonna plan on doing this for a long time, but continue to work very, very hard and help the team out as much as I can.
Jordan Tripp, Dolphins rookie linebacker, joining us here on the Finsiders as the Dolphins getting ready for first practice of training camp 2014 tomorrow at 8 a.m. out here in Davie. Jordan mentioned the rookie class. Who's the biggest character in this rookie class? The guy who's kind of the class clown, not in a bad way, but kind of keeps things loose.
No, no. I'd have to say probably Matt Hazel or Walt Akins, one of those two, especially when they get together.
The two of them together?
Pretty funny, yeah.
Well, they have a rivalry from their college days. They've faced off against each other. And so I can tell that both of them are still anxious to get back on the football field. And each of them, you go back and forth, you talk to them, you're not sure which one has the edge. They both seem to think they do.
Oh, yeah. You know, any given day, any given conversation, you know, you'll know right where they're at.
Let's go back to your Montana days real quick. I know you wore the legacy jersey, number 37 there. Unfortunately, here in the NFL, you can't wear that. You got number 57 now. Are you disappointed you can't continue the tradition of 37 here in the National Football League?
No, it's all right. You know, that's the rules, and, you know, that'll always be with me at Montana, but my next step is here, and I'm very happy to be wearing number 57.
I have asked this from every rookie that we've interviewed here. Was there a particular moment when you arrived here after being drafted that you kind of had the welcome to the NFL moment where you're like, okay, yeah, this is a little different from college?
Yeah, you know, I think anybody would probably attest to it just as far as the playbook and scheme. I've had three different defensive coordinators, and a few of which have been very complex, but the pace at which you learn it, you know, because now this is your job, you have all that time to learn it. You know, you have to make a little bit of a transition, but it's only complicated if you don't know it, and you have to put in the time and prepare so when you get out there, you know what you're doing.
And what do you think of Coach Coyle's system? Not asking you to give us any particulars, but just overall, his philosophy on defense.
I love it, you know. It was a lot of the way that I was coached at Montana, you know. You don't talk a lot, you know. Let the film talk for itself. And as far as his scheme, I just, you know, I really like the way that it's put together, you know, in a combination of D-line, linebackers, DBs, and how there's a lot of moving parts and such. And, you know, it's just, it's very interesting. I'm very fortunate to be able to learn from somebody with that much experience, because I want to play as long as I possibly can. But when I'm done, you know, I'm going to have that knowledge, you know, in the back of my head to when I take that next step.
Obviously, we've talked a lot about football, and the talk will be certainly a lot about football as training camp continues. But we had some time off here, you know, as an organization, and I know that the players got to get away from the facility. Did you do anything fun, anything notable once you were away from the football for a little bit?
Yeah, you know, I got back to Montana, went up to the lake and back to the ranch and stuff with the family, and just enjoyed some time there. But did that for about 3 or 4 days and then got right back at it, you know, started training, looking at the playbook, getting everything down. So when we come here, we hit the ground running.
Yes, I think that's a good philosophy and attitude to have, especially coming into your first year in the NFL. Jordan, great catching up with you. Good luck over the duration of training camp. Look forward to seeing you out in the field and appreciate you joining us.
Yeah, thank you.